This is the Friday, February 25th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. Another Friday is here. A weekend is upon us. That is good news. Better news for you, Tyler Fulgham and Anita Marks with you to set you up with the best bets for this Friday and the weekend. And it'll probably take about 10 to 15 minutes, maybe a little longer, but you'll have some fun since it's Tyler and Anita. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Anita, I am excited for the weekend. We have Daily Wager, one last show this weekend on 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on ESPN2. Had an early show yesterday, which is a lot of fun, but let's feed the people bright and early this morning. And we, of course, should start in the association where we saw the NBA return last night, got some great games and great individual performances. The headliner, I think, on the slate today features the Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the new-look Philadelphia 76ers. James Harden is going to make his debut with his new team, the 76ers. We know that Joel Embiid is already in the MVP discussion. They're one of the top teams in the East, and Minnesota's been a surprising team that has made some noise in the Western Conference this season. So a pretty good matchup here. Philadelphia going to Minnesota as a three-point favorite, a total of 229.5. And of course, there'll be some props that we can dive into with the big names in this game. But kind of break down what you expect to see tonight in Minnesota.
Yeah, listen, I just got back from Philadelphia. I was down there yesterday, spent some time down there. Everybody is like just over the moon, excited. Can't wait to see what Harden's going to do. So granted, this is his debut, but it's on the road. It's in Minnesota. Minnesota, second game of a back-to-back. Of course, we saw them take on Memphis last night. Their defense, we know they've got some defensive issues. Three players on the Memphis roster all scored over 20 points. So, I mean, here's the thing. What can we realistically expect from Harden, right? Like, first of all, you know, I think mentally, emotionally, you know, I think he's going to want to come out and ball out, right? Like, screw Brooklyn, didn't want to be there anyway, wasn't my first choice. We heard it in the press conference. And, you know, I'm excited to see this game. I'm excited to see what him and Embiid can do together. So I have a slight lean, Tyler, a slight lean towards the 76ers at 3. You could get them at -2.5. Good for you. Even without Harden, they're 7-2 against the spread their last 9 games, 6-1 against the spread on the road. And that was, of course, after the trade. So they didn't have Curry. They didn't have Drummond. And they were still performing well. Now you add Harden to the mix. So again, a small lean at 2.5. I do want to jump into some prop bets for Harden as well. But curious, do you have a play in this matchup?
Yeah, I do. And it kind of doesn't necessarily correlate with your play, although we could thread the needle here. You've heard me talk about it a zillion times, Anita. Right now, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I said it yesterday on Daily Wager. Right now, the Minnesota Timberwolves have the highest over rate in the NBA for all games this season. But you have to dig deeper into those numbers because the bulk of that percentage comes from their massive over rate when they're on the road. I believe they're 24-7 to the over when they're on the road. When they're in their home gym, and this includes last night's game against Memphis, which featured a massive 239 total, the under is now 17-12. So you really have to pay attention to where Minnesota is playing and follow this trend. Minnesota is back at home, as we mentioned, against this Philadelphia team. So I'm automatically leaning to the under of 229.5. Now, my official play, though, is going to be to isolate that 76ers side and play their team total under 115.5. Again, when Minnesota's in their home gyms, the game usually goes under. I actually think Minnesota has a good shot to win this game while Philadelphia figures out the chemistry between Embiid and Harden. So it can still work out in our favor where the Sixers can win this game and cover while scoring, you know, 110 points. A 110-105 victory makes us both happy. But again, this is a team that has the fourth highest rate of unders at home. I think Minnesota's offense is cooking right now. So to protect myself from them having a nuclear game like we've seen in the past, D'Angelo Russell, Cat, Edwards, they can all go off. And the concern with maybe Philadelphia's defense also taking some time to adjust to the way James Harden doesn't necessarily apply himself all the time on that end of the floor, I want to play an under in this game, and I'm going to attack the Sixers thinking that they're just a work in progress. So under 115 and a half is my official play there. I also like the under for the entire game of 229.
I like it. In regard to Harden, you know me, prop bet queen over here. Mm-hmm. I was just curious, like, what are his prop bets? So over under 9.5 assists, over under 6.5 rebounds, over under 21.5 points. I went back and I looked at games when Harden was invested, right? When he wasn't like, you know, a little crybaby, I don't want to be here anymore. you know, and games where it was just him and KD and Kyrie did not play. Guess what? 36 minutes, 20 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. This is why the odds makers are some of the smartest people on the planet, right? Like, this is it's like, it's his wheelhouse. So, you know, and you know me, I'm a sucker for a good prop bet. I'm salivating here. Like, I want to play these, Tyler. I'm staying away. There's nothing that screams to me like, oh, get, you know, here's the one thing, double at minus 150. Like, okay, if you know, and that's around my wheelhouse in regard to juice. I don't like to lay more than 135, 140, right? Like 150, okay, it's around my wheelhouse. Why put money, some coin down on the double? Okay, why not? For poops and giggles, I'll do it. But, you know, I just think the play here is, you know, if you believe in Harden and you believe how excited he is and Embiid are, and the fact that Minnesota is on the second game of a back-to-back, their defense isn't great, I think the play here is 76ers.
Yeah, I definitely understand the hesitation in the prop market. We just don't know how these two are going to interact when they're on the floor together. Right. Don't forget, they still have Tobias Harris, who is a big piece of their offense. So there's a lot that remains to be seen with the 76ers team. I'm going to play Embiid under 31.5 points. It feels dangerous because of the beast that Embiid is. But again, I think this game is going under, and you just have to imagine that Embiid's not going to have as many touches, field goal attempts, and as many opportunities to score with James Harden on the floor alongside him and Tobias Harris. So I'm going to play him under 31.5 points. That's probably my favorite prop to play amongst those big names in this matchup. All right, another big matchup we have on ESPN tonight at the Garden, Miami Heat visiting the New York Knicks. You got the Heat installed as a 5.5-point road favorite, total of 211 on the dot there. What do you like about this Friday night ESPN matchup?
I like everything that screams Miami. The Knicks are a complete mess. You know this, Tyler. I'm here in New York. It's a poop show, right? No Kimball Walker, shut down for the rest of the season. Derrick Rose, doubtful. Who's their point guard? Nobody. I mean, you know, Burks is going to come in and play. Grimes is going to come in and play. You know, I don't even know if Tibbs even likes the trade that went down with Cam Reddish. This is a team playing without, like, what is it? Is it an udder or an oar? Like, when you're, like, to steer a ship? Like, they're just wave the white flag, Tyler. That's what you do, right? They're 3-13 in their last 16 games. Meanwhile, the Miami Heat are healthy. Get this. I'm going to share this stat on Daily Wager later on tonight. This is unbelievable. You know, the Miami Heat, and of course, they're, you know, at the top of the East, right? Like, you know, hoping to win the East. Their starting five has only played 59 minutes together.
Woo!
Marinating that. Is that insane?
It's insane. And that's scary for the rest of the Eastern Conference, because that's a great starting five.
Right? Averaging 110 points a game, defense sixth best in the NBA. I'm all over. I mean, the line is 6. I'd even lay it at 10. I'm not somebody who likes to lay double digits, but I think the Heat are just going to destroy the Knicks tonight. My favorite prop bet is Lowry, Kyle Lowry, over 21.5 points, assist, and rebounds at minus 135. Nobody on the Knicks roster can defend him. He's going to go off tonight.
Yeah, I like the Heat in every which way in this game as well. I would lay that 5.5 with them. I'm going to make my official play, though, the over 211. Miami is 20-13 to the over on the road this season, which is the second best road over rate in the NBA. The Knicks, meanwhile, their defense has just evaporated this season. That's why Tom Thibodeau is on the hot seat. 10 straight games that the Knicks have played have gone over this total of 211 points. So they are not playing much defense. You know, you mentioned how that Heat offense is going to be at full strength for like the first time all season. They have Tyler Hero back off the bench as well. So I would, if you're worried about the Knicks providing offense, maybe just isolate the Heat side and play their team total over. But I think over is the play for this one on ESPN tonight, Knicks hosting the Heat. We also have a pretty good one out west with the Mavs visiting the Utah Jazz. The Jazz are, of course, a home favorite there of exactly 5.5 points, a total of 216.5. Anything stand out to you there?
Yeah, I've got three plays here. I love Dallas plus 5.5. Wouldn't be surprised if they win straight up. KP's gone. Luka is the man. And he's been balling out, shooting 43%. So I'm on Dallas at plus 5.5. I love the over. 13 of the last 20 games against these two clubs have gone over. So, and I know a lot of people like to play the under when it comes to the Mavs, but not right now in the way that Luka's playing and Gobert and Donovan Mitchell back for the Jazz. So I'm going Dallas plus 5.5, the over at 216.5, and Luka over 31.5 points.
Yeah, hard to ignore what Luka's doing. I like the Mavs plus the points as well. I'm going to stay away from that total, but the Jazz are not that great against the number at home this season. They're 13-18 ATS at home this season, a 42% cover rate. Anita, only the Lakers and the Rockets have a worse record ATS at home in the Western Conference this season. So marinate on that. We know the Rockets are wretched. We know the Lakers have been the biggest disappointment maybe in all of the NBA. And those are the only two teams that are worse against the number at home this season than the vaunted, I'm using air quotes there, Utah Jazz. So I like the Mavs plus 5.5. And I think Luka is in store for a big game there as well. A couple other games that I'll just kind of dabble in. And I at least want to point out some trends again with noticing home road splits. When the San Antonio Spurs are at home, play the over. When the San Antonio Spurs are on the road, play the under. The Spurs are in Washington. It's a total of 223.5, which is pretty high. Washington is without Brad Beal and Kristaps Porzingis, and the Spurs should be able to handle them and play some good defense against this Washington team. So I'm going to play under 223.5 there. There's a pretty good matchup between Toronto and Charlotte, where Toronto is a 2.5-point road favorite. All of a sudden, they've become very, very formidable in the Eastern Conference. I might dabble in some player props there because Nick Nurse plays his starters, you know, 40 minutes. And Charlotte's a pretty decent matchup where they play with pace and don't play much defense at all. And then finally, one game that we should mention is the Lakers hosting the Clippers, a battle of LA. The Lakers are favored by 1.5, total of 221. And I know you have a side that you like in this game, Anita.
Yeah, I like the Clippers here. Getting 1.5. I'm also going to play them on the money line. Listen, they're scrappy. They're competitive. They've got good depth. They got role players. They accept their roles. They're playing with identity. Luke Kennard's coming off the bench, and you could say arguably top 10 shooter in the NBA. And they take a lot of pride in beating the Lakers, right? Like, whose home is it anyway? So meanwhile, the Lakers, AD's out. LeBron's dealing with a knee issue. Westbrook is a mess. And the organization is pretty much saying, hey, this is what you wanted. You made your bed. You got to sleep in it. What you guys going to do? I don't think they make it. I don't think they make it to the postseason, Tyler. I really don't. They've got a very difficult schedule remaining. A lot of their games are on the road. So talk about the white flag. I'm waving the white flag for the Lakers. I love the Clippers tonight.
Dangerous indeed. I do want to throw one prop out there that is in contention for my best bet today. I went back I gave my rose back to DeMar DeRozan for his points, assists, rebounds prop. And yet again, he came through for me. So again, sorry, DeMar, on Valentine's Day that I, swayed away from you. But your guy last night, Devin Booker, I don't know if he got your point prop. And that was kind of disheartening, but he was awesome in this game.
I'm so stupid. I should have played the assists. I should have played over on assists as opposed to over in points. I know.
That's where I'm going. Tonight, I'm going to tail what Booker did last night. He had a great box score. I think he had 25 points, but 12 assists because, of course, Chris Paul is out. And Cameron Payne, the backup point guard, has also been on the shelf and is likely doubtful for tonight's game, the second of a back-to-back against the New Orleans Pelicans. So it is now the Point Book Show in Phoenix. And again, 12 assists last night. The number I found is 7.5 for tonight's matchup with New Orleans. I'll play over that because he is going to dominate the basketball. And I'll mention this as well. We got a decent total of 228.5. You may not know this name, but Herb Jones in NBA circles is quickly becoming known as one of the great young perimeter defenders in all of the NBA. You just don't know that because the Pelicans stink. But here's a guy who's a rookie, I believe, out of Alabama. And he is already gaining a reputation as an elite perimeter defender. And he will probably be given the assignment of Devin Booker. So Booker is going to have a difficult, not that Booker can't score on anyone because he's one of the best scorers in the entire universe, but Herb Jones may be good enough to turn Booker into even more of a point guard and set up his other teammates. So I really love Devin Booker over 7.5 assists. Again, it may become a best bet tonight on Daily Wager. Any other props or anything else in the NBA before I pivot real quickly to my hometown team on the ice, Anita?
That's it for me. What you got?
Oh. All right. I'm going to go to my Blues. Okay. Maybe this is a homer pick, but they are at home tonight against the Buffalo Sabres. And we know the Sabres aren't a very good team, Anita. So what I'm going to do is play the Blues on the puck line. That means they got to lay 1.5 goals. You can get that at minus $1.20. Buffalo has 4 straight losses by at least 2 goals. St. Louis, meanwhile, has 4 of their last 5 games have been wins by 2+ goals. Ville Husso is in net for the Blues, and he's been a revelation behind Jordan Binnington, who struggled at times this season. 12-3-2 this year is Husso. So the Blues will have their top netminder. No one is really hurt on the Blues. The Sabres are dealing with a ton of injuries. They're just bad. So unless the Blues kind of overlook this Sabres team, which I wouldn't expect as they try and improve their stock in the Western Conference standings, I will lay the 1.5 for my St. Louis Blues at home against the Buffalo Sabres, minus $1.20. What could possibly go wrong?
Really quick before we sign off, listen to what I just did while you were talking hockey. Devin Booker over 7.5 assists, Kyle Lowry over 24.5 par, and Luka over 31.5 points, parlay plus 578.
Ooh, I like that payout. I would tail you on that. So thank you for feeding the people. Always fun hopping on, especially when it's a Friday morning with my homegirl Anita Marks. That's it for today. A little more than 10 minutes of the bets you need is promised, but hopefully you find that valuable when we get on the mic. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. Our Daily Wager TV broadcast will be at its normal time and slot, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on ESPN2 today. So tune in to watch that. And everyone have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week on the Daily Wager podcast.